This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. That's the character known as Dismissive Patricia. Welcome in on a Wednesday as we take you to 6 o'clock. I'm not done with the Lions, and I don't know if you're with me, and I know. Oh, Iserman. Okay, well, then I'll talk to you for the 2019 season when he comes here. There's nothing to talk about. Like, we have this discussion in pre-show. It's very simple. Here's how this is going to go. Tampa Bay knew they were going to lose the second in command down there. Well, what the hell's his name? Brisebois, whatever it is? I don't know. Who cares? They knew they were going to lose him. They knew Iserman had a hankering to come home. All right, cool. Here's what we're going to do. Kick yourself upstairs. Stay on. Teach this guy. Guide this thing through. And then next year, you come here. Kenny Holland leaves. I don't know. Maybe goes and runs the Loch Ness Monsters out in Seattle. There. Done. Nothing to talk about. Are you excited? Yes, of course. It'd be fantastic. But it's something that's a year away. So I don't really care. So I'm not done with the Lions. That's where my focus is. And I want to begin because it was something I was thinking, and I didn't say it yesterday. I didn't get to it yesterday. And I guess it was comforting to see someone else say it and go, okay, I'm not alone in this. Now, I've put myself out on an island quite often. I mean, for instance, I'm pretty sure we talked about it pre-show. The Free Press, for the first time in their history, probably had to write the word butthole in a headline. Hey, that's us. So we did something right. But I heard Colin Cowherd do a segment on it. And look, Colin's really good when he's not busy slurping Harbaugh. And I got to tell you, I'm in lockstep. And it's about Matt Patricia. And when you watch the game, there were a couple of things that jumped out at me. And they're smaller things. They're secondary to the issues that we talked about yesterday. Yesterday was a real big picture deal. But two things really jump out. A, nobody was talking to Patricia. Nobody. I mean, I didn't see him more than once in the highlight package talk to a player. I didn't see him go over to Stafford. I didn't see anybody talking to him. It was him standing there, scratching his beard and making faces. And it was bizarre. You ever watch a football game, everybody's with the head coach. People constantly need things. Patricia was just by himself. It was a very bizarre look. The optics of it, not great. That's one. But two, and this is the bigger thing, there are only 32 of these jobs on the planet. Like, I often talk about it. Like, if you want to do evening news, there might be two or three of those jobs per market. You want to do this job and do afternoon radio, there's either one or two jobs per market. There's only 32 NFL head coaching jobs. That's it. There are no more. And a handful of them become open each year. When I watch the game, somehow Matt Patricia is a defensive coordinator with his bowling hat on backwards and his unshaven beard and the garbage bag pullover and the pencil. Somehow as a defensive coordinator, it wasn't as offensive. Because he was with the Patriots, because it was Belichick, you kind of just said, hey, that's what they do, right? But when he comes here to be the head coach and he makes his debut, and you look at the image of Patricia, I got to tell you, there is something wrong with it. you are a first-time head coach, and you're pretty young. Matt Patricia's not old by NFL standards. He's young. First-time coach. And no one's asking you to show up in a suit. But there was something wrong to me watching and going, wait a second. That's the guy that's going to lead a room full of grown-ass men. That's a guy who's going to lead an entire franchise. I mean, he's in a rain suit, pencil in his ear, hat backwards, unshaven. And I know what some of you will say, oh, it doesn't matter. Nah, I got to be honest, it does. It does. You know, Belichick is Belichick. He does whatever he wants, but there is a certain way an NFL head coach should look. There's a certain way NFL coaches should behave. And it just really struck me. You know, he's not the defensive coordinator of the Patriots. He's not a defensive assistant. He's not a film guru. He's not an intern. He's not a grad assistant. He's the head football coach of an NFL franchise. And maybe the score of the game really got me off on the wrong foot. But I looked at that and I became angry as the game went along. And this isn't Mike Ditka with the hat backwards and Stafford thing. It's not. A player on the sidelines, how he wears his hat. Now, a player's judged on what he does in the game. But with a coach, there's a certain protocol. You know, and Coward touched on it. You know, like if you're going for an internship, do you show up with your hat on backwards? Unshaven? Pencil in your ear? In a garbage bag? No. I mean, it's... Look, today's NFL head coach, generally speaking, you're wearing a nice golf shirt or something that Nike provided you and a form of golf pant or you're looking the part. You look the part. There's no one else I can compare Patricia to. And I'm telling you, it just strikes you as low rent. It really does. And I'm telling you, we're talking about a guy who's fighting for the respect of a room, right? We're talking about a guy whose job is to come into a losing franchise, a toxic culture, a room who many of those players liked the guy who this organization got rid of. You're coming into a place where everybody knows a real interview process didn't take place. Your boy hired you. Period. Amen. That's it. It was assumed it was either McDaniels or you the day that Quinn was hired. So boys hooking up boys, losing franchise, room full of guys that like the guy who got fired, and you're coming in and acting like a dictator. You're walking through the door and beating the hell out of these guys verbally. You're running them through brutal training camp, brutal practices. Hey, the Patriot way, that means more pads, more often, more physicality, more often. And then on game night, the image that you give America, I don't look like that when I go to the grocery store. And again, save the sarcasm. I'm being very serious about this. Belichick has earned the right to dress that way, to be that way, to be short and terse, to lie about injuries, to dismiss the media. He is the GOAT. You're not the GOAT. I mean, I talked about it yesterday. Belichick is driving the New England bus. No assistant has gone anywhere and done anything. And as I watched that game, it started to really bother me. The hat, the pencil, the unshaven beard, the hefty cinch sack pullover. I just, none of it looked representative. It almost looks like a cartoon character, to be frank. You're the head coach of a football team. You're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to be, you know, the general, if you will. I do think there's a certain element of that. And again, protocol in the NFL is simple. And whether you want to wear a vacation visor like Sully, a golf shirt, and some slacks, that's fine. But the homeless routine with a pencil and a backwards hat and an outfit that could only be described as something you would wear if you were trapped in a rainstorm in the woods, it struck me. And I think it adds to this narrative that this guy's in over his head. I mean, the product speaks for itself. And I didn't bring this up yesterday because I was really locked in on the football aspects. Now, if Patricia came in here as Bill Parcells with Super Bowls, having built teams, different discussion. You are a first-time head coach. You are a young head coach. And the first impression you offered the world, remember, nobody knows who you are. Only geeks like us know who Matt Patricia is and what he looks like and what his bit is. The world's introduction to Matt Patricia was Monday night. And it's like the old children's song, one of these things is not like the other. You go, wait a minute, that's the guy coaching the Lions? The hell's wrong with this guy? The homeless beard? The backwards hat? Is that dude wearing a pencil? Is his outfit a poncho? Like, that is what you offered the world. And I couldn't help as I watched the game, but really, it bothered me. And I just think if you're going to command respect, look, you dress for the job, not the job you have. You dress for the job you want. I think when you go to command a room, there is a certain protocol. And I'm all for everybody living their best life and do whatever you want to do. Believe me. But there's only 32 of those gigs. And nobody else looks like that. I thought it was a terrible look. Because now you're not Belichick's right-hand man. You are the man. I want to know if it bothered you the same way. 248-539-9797. And believe me, if you still want to vent about Monday night, I am here for you. I have zero problem with that. I know we had full lines. I know we couldn't get to every call. Hey, let's rock and roll. I'm down with it. And understand, I'm only being dismissive of the Yzerman stuff because I think it's clear as day how it's going to play out. You'll go through this season with Holland. Stevie Y will go through this season with Breezebaugh. Then he will leave. He will come here. Kenny will go somewhere else. And away we go. But there's nothing to discuss now. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls next. 97.1.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.